Welcome to this 12th day of Christmas music festival. The world tends to end our celebration of Jesus' nativity on December the 25th. The church begins on December 25th. We know God's work has only begun when Jesus is born. And so we keep celebrating typically for 12 days, and the 12th night is usually a special celebration. Well, I believe this is the 12th night, a time for a special celebration, musical celebration, remembering that Christ was born for us. We've had a bit of a copier problem, and I need you to check your programs, and we're going to swap some out if yours isn't right. So if you would open your program, the first page should say 12th Day of Music, Christmas Music Festival at the top of it. The second page should have "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear" at the top of it. Is there anybody who doesn't have "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear"? If it doesn't, well, I'm going to swap with you. Yep. I understand. Who else had? Thank you. Oh, yeah, if you want to. Thank you. More over there. The whole row. You guys hit the jackpot. This is like a special. Okay. These are good ones coming your way. I do. There you go. Okay. Now I may still need to do a few more swap outs. Uh-oh, now I've forgotten which ones were my good ones and which ones were my bad ones. Now if you will open to the very middle page of your program, it should have "Silent Night." Oh wait, this is a bad one. However, some of yours are going to have "Silent Night" missing a line. Who has "Silent Night" missing a line? Only one person had suggested. You get a super jackpot here. It should have three lines of music. If you only have one line of music, or if you have two lines of music, it's a bad one. All right, we got that solved. We begin our singing with a French carol from the 1700s, a reminder that the Christmas story begins not with Jesus' birth, but with his conception, with the angel Gabriel coming and telling Mary that by the power of the Holy Spirit, she's going to have a child. Christ Our Savior Handbell Choir has been ringing for 25 years now. And this is the largest handbell choir that we've ever had. How many of you who are in the handbell choir were in the original handbell choir 25 years ago? There are at least three hands there. Isn't that amazing? For 25 years, they've been ringing with Christ Our Savior. Commas can be important. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen is a reminder of that. This does not say God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. It says God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, which is to say we rest merrily when we have the comfort and joy of knowing that Christ our Savior has been born for you. There's also a hint of the 12 days of Christmas in the very last line of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, this holy tide of Christmas. Tide, the time that flows out from the days after Christmas, reminding us that the celebration continues to flow. It's not just one day, and we're continuing to celebrate tonight as we rest merry, gentlemen and ladies.
Thank you.
We've inherited most of our carols from the French or from the English, from the Germans, but that was an American carol. First sung in Philadelphia in 1868, just after the Civil War. And amazingly, unlike most of our carols, it's also had the same tune since the very beginning. That was the tune they sang it with in Philadelphia that first time that it was sung. Interestingly, the tune that we just sang is named St. Louis. Yeah, well, it's not after our city. The guy who wrote the tune's name was Louis, forgot his last name, Redner, there we go. And so he's St. Louis. A reminder, too, that without faith, all the saving work of Jesus is useless to us. And so we pray, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Next carol, Angels from the Realms of Glory, invites first stanza the angels, second stanza the shepherds, third stanza the saints who are already at rest, and fourth stanza all creation, including us, to join in the worship, to come and worship Christ, the newborn King. It is a tradition in many churches to stand for hymns or for stanzas that sing praise to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The fourth stanza of this hymn does that, and so for the fourth stanza, we will stand.
Thank you.
How many of you remember singing Away in a Manger as a child? That's why Christine put it in the program tonight. And the next one too. How many of you remember God Loves Me Dearly, singing that as a child? Maybe a few fewer, but a lot of you remember it. Christine especially remembers it. Remembers being in the children's program up in front of the congregation on Christmas Eve, singing this hymn. It's a good hymn, not only because it gets the message because it's for children, but it gets the message across very clearly. Tells us the problem. Stanza 2, I was in slavery, sin, and darkness. And it tells us God's solution. Stanza 4, Jesus, my Savior, paid all I owed. It's a reminder, too, that every generation passes on the faith to the next generation. We pass on our traditions, but most of all, we pass on the message of Jesus. An acknowledgement that Elise Miller is singing with the choir, and she didn't get her name didn't get included in the program. And one more thing before we start the next one. Turn again to your next page and make sure that you have three lines of Silent Night. Is there anybody who doesn't have three lines of Silent Night there? Because I'll get you another bulletin if you do. Don't. Okay, we're good. Let's turn back the page then. Here, God Loves Me Dearly.